Footage has emerged of the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage, slamming the Northern Ireland peace process as a surrender. He said it was utterly and entirely loathsome the convicted murderers be released as part of the Good Friday Agreement, and said he was sickened by the whole thing. The footage, dating back from around 2007, even criticised the late DUP leader Ian Paisley for going into government with Sinn Féin.
I find the whole peace process, so-called in Northern Ireland, loathsome. Utterly and entirely loathsome. I think to have released back into the community over 400 convicted murderers, some of whom serve sentences as short as 18 months. That's not what I call a peace process. That's what I call surrender to the wrong ones, you know, both on the Protestant and the Catholic side, and so I'm sickened by the whole thing. I'm very surprised that Paisley has been prepared to go into government with Sinn Féin IRA. I really am very, very surprised at that.
Well, that's the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage. UKIP's only MLA is David McNary. Do you support your leader? The peace process was loathsome, utterly loathsome, was it?
Well, come on, Stephen. Seems that the Guardian couldn't wait to rush ahead with this. It's what UKIP are going to have to get good used to as they get more and more popular.
Well, he did say it.
Well, are you going to listen? This is really all about the election. Them raking up, you know, what was said 8 years ago, and they're trying to make mischief. And I hope you aren't really trying to do the same.
Do you agree with them?
What Nigel Farage said then was the opinion of many, and including myself. And I didn't know him then, knew nothing much about him. But what I can say is Nigel Farage fully backs devolution for Northern Ireland. He supports the development that UKIP's making in Northern Ireland as an alternative and our growth here.
So you think the peace process is loathsome?
Well, hang on a second. Put it into the context of what was said 8 years ago. Nigel Farage's comments then would resonate with many, many, many people.
And you've just said you agree with them.
The peace process, in terms of what he was saying, was letting out prisoners, terrorists, and putting them into government was loathsome. It was loathsome to me, and people got to be honest about it. It was loathsome to many. It was loathsome to the unionists who were going into government with them.
And were you two, like your leader, sickened by the whole thing?
Of course I was. Look, where were you 8 years ago? I've just said that to most unionists going into government, and indeed to unionists today that I sit with in the Assembly, they find it loathsome to look across at some Sinn Féin people who were terrorists.
In 1998, you voted for the Good Friday Agreement.
Of course I did. But what I'm saying,
which included prison releases, and you found it entirely loathsome?
Stephen, you're really just doing the Guardian's job. Are you now on the let's knock UKIP because they're popular? Because that's all this is about. There'll be more stuff raked up about each and every person. And I think, actually, if you think of what Farage said 8 years ago...
I'm thinking about you, David. You were special advisor to David Trimble when he was First Minister.
Yes.
So David Trimble, a supporter of the Good Friday Agreement...
I worked so
and you were a special advisor, and you voted for it, and yet you found it loathsome.
I worked so hard. Those days, and I've said it to you before, to stop people being murdered, to stop people being killed, to stop our country being destroyed.
You didn't tell the public you found the Good Friday Agreement loathsome at the time, did you?
I did.
You did?
I did, and any honest unionist would have said the same.
Vote yes for a loathsome deal, that was your line, was it?
Oh, come on, Stephen. You're really just trying to mix it with something that doesn't occur. Let me say that Nigel Farage... I mean, if someone's saying that Nigel Farage doesn't support peace and the new quality of life which we've all secured, then they're wrong. And if they're trying to say Nigel Farage has forgotten the victims of terrorists, then they're wrong also.
And do you agree, David, with your leader, Nigel Farage, when he says the peace process was surrender?
He didn't say that.
He did.
No, he didn't. No, he did not. And if you're going to quote facts, you get them wrong.
Let's play the clip again.
This is from a blog, right? Is the blogger a friend of yours, Stephen? Is the blogger who put this to The Guardian a friend of yours, where they've dug it up from?
I don't even know who the blogger was.
Well, it's about time you looked at your facts.
I don't know who the blogger was. Who's the blogger?
You go and look at it.
The story's in The Guardian today.
How would the people of the United Kingdom feel today if all of a sudden there was some sort of deal and it was done with ISIS to put them in government? That's what Farage was saying.
You're likening Sinn Féin to ISIS?
I'm not likening Sinn Féin to ISIS. You'd tell people off for doing that.
Who are you likening to ISIS?
I'd be likening the provost to ISIS. I'm not likening Sinn Féin. The number of times you've told people off for saying Sinn Féin is not the provost, you've just...
Well, the IRA are not...
You've made a big mistake.
The IRA are not in government.
The provisional movement is in government, Stephen.
By their election?
Of course. If ISIS was elected the same way, are you saying that the people of the United Kingdom wouldn't say, my God, what's happened here? And is this in the furtherance and the betterment of peace? I've already said Nigel Farage, a regular visitor to Northern Ireland, he supports the work that I'm doing and my colleagues are doing in UKIP. He respects the institutions at Stormont. And look, he's entitled to say what he says, just as you're entitled or anybody else.
Let me play the clip again that Nigel Farage said in 2007.
I find the whole peace process, so-called, in Northern Ireland, loathsome. Utterly and entirely loathsome. I think to have released back into the community over 400 convicted murderers, some of whom serve sentences as short as 18 months. That's not what I call a peace process. That's what I call surrender to the wrongs, you know, both on the Protestant and the Catholic side, and so I'm sickened by the whole thing. I'm very surprised that Paisley has been prepared to go into government with Sinn Féin IRA. I really am very, very surprised at that.
So he did say surrender. That is what I call surrender to the wrongins, David.
Do you
agree?
Do you
agree with your leader that the Northern Ireland peace process was
surrender?
Surrender
to the wrongins is what would have been on the tip of most people's tongues in terms of what was going on.
Do you still think the Northern Ireland peace process is surrender?
Today, the Northern Ireland peace process, because it is a process, is ongoing. It's come on leaps and bounds. As I've said, Nigel Farage, like me, respects the institutions at Stormont.
Was it surrender, David?
Pardon?
Was it surrender?
Surrender to the wrongins, yes. That's an honest appraisal. It's what most people would say, surrender to the wrongins.
And it was surrender to whom? Who do you define as the wrongins?
The provost.
So in 1998, you're saying that the Northern Ireland peace process was a surrender to the IRA?
To the provost, yes.
So the Good Friday Agreement that you supported was surrender to the IRA?
No, the Good Friday Agreement was putting in place an agreement for the future of Northern Ireland, for peace, for the shootings and the murders, for the destroying of our towns and our cities, all to be put away. If you ask the provost today, the provost movement, they'll tell you they're still in a process.
So were you part of surrendering?
Pardon?
Were you part of surrendering? Did you surrender to the provost?
I think that Nigel Farage was commentating on Her Majesty's government at Westminster when he made that comment. I think that he was clearly saying that this is a surrender to the wrongins.
He was talking about the peace process in its entirety, David.
He didn't need to identify the wrongins, as you seem to want to. The wrongins would have been readily identified in most people's minds, Stephen, and the wrongins were the terrorists.
0845955578. Edwina Curry, your reaction to this?
Yes, very, very interesting. It was interesting that there was an assumption immediately that it had to be a blogger, that it had to be someone who hadn't done this. In fact, Nigel Farage says what he said. It is some time ago now, 2007. Far be it from me to defend him, but you can hate what you can hate the perpetrator of the crimes that you oppose, and still feel that for the sake of peace, for the sake of the overall benefit to society, for all of us, that you have to end up, as Ian Paisley decided, you have to end up shaking hands and you have to end up getting on with them.
Exactly.
There will be people today that are wondering why you weren't as outspoken, David McNary, in 1998 as you are now.
I think you'll find that I was as outspoken. I think you'll find also that the Unionist Party divided itself. The Unionist Party probably dealt itself a fatal blow, from which it has never recovered. And I think also what isn't known, Stephen, is what my opinion was inside the meetings of the Ulster Unionist Party at the time and what my view was. I am such a committed person to devolution.
But David...
Let me finish. I'm such a committed person to devolution, and for the future then of my children and now of my grandchildren, and I could see a way forward. That didn't stop me thinking that the people that we were going to potentially go into business with were wrong-uns. They're wrong-uns then, and they're wrong-uns today, and it doesn't matter. And if Martin McGuinness has
taken
the hands of Her Majesty the Queen, he's still a wrong in many people's eyes. And that's the way history's going to credit him.
So David Trimble took the historic step to go into government with Sinn Féin. You were right beside his side as his special advisor. And you saw that as surrender.
Stephen, you're as usual... going for the tabloid headline. I didn't see anything then as surrender.
Well, you do now.
The surrender had taken place in those terms, if you want to put them as Nigel Farage has said. The surrender had already taken place, given a choice as to whether people would be killed, children would be killed, we didn't have a future. Given that choice, our remaining where we were, we had to move on, and that's what I have worked for all my life.
But when you say that the Northern Ireland peace process was surrender to the IRA, you really expect people not to react to that, David? You think that's what people think too?
Hang on a second. You've asked me the question, that the peace process was surrendered to the IRA.
And you said you agreed with that.
That's what Nigel Farage said, and in the context in which he said it, I do agree with him. We have a peace process which is ongoing, and you and I live daily the politics of that peace process.
He also said the entire peace process was loathsome.
It was, of course. I don't see how you don't see that, because the whole thing was loathsome in terms of how we were to get government back, were we to continue with direct rule, or were we to take up an opportunity for devolution. People have said it wasn't the perfect agreement, it isn't a perfect situation, but most people would also say it's a hell of a lot better than what it was, and I think we've got to be thankful for that. But nobody would walk away from the price that some people have paid to get us into that situation. And that's why I'm saying it's wrong for anybody to suggest Nigel doesn't support peace and the quality of life that we have now. And it's very wrong to say that he's forgotten the victims of terrorists.
I think he said to have released back into the community over 400 convicted murderers, some of whom served sentences short as 18 months. That's not what I call a process. That's what I call surrender to the wrong-uns. You know, both from the Protestant and the Catholic side. And so I am sickened by the whole thing. I'm very surprised that Paisley's been prepared to go into government with Sinn Féin IRA, he said. I am very, very surprised by that.
In that comment, he's jumping from one situation to another over which there was some considerable years had passed. He was sickened. As most people have said, I was sickened too. Most people would admit, if they're honest, to being sickened. When he talks about Aidan Paisley going into government... Well, hang on a second. There was no one more surprised than me. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it that Aidan Paisley had decided to go into government.
What are your thoughts here, Edwina?
I can hear David struggling with this, and I always try and treat people with respect. He's He has a viewpoint. I have to tell him, my husband, as a former police officer for 35 years, would probably share it, although he's not a UKIP supporter. And it's hard. If you've had what amounted to almost a civil war in parts of Northern Ireland, and you're going to come back together for the sake of peace, everybody's going to have to swallow their principles. To some extent, that must have had to happen on the other side as well. But we do have peace in Northern Ireland. That's why the claimant count is falling. That's why unemployment is falling. That's why Belfast is such a vibrant place to be these days. It has to be that objective was worth the effort, was worth putting to one side the grief and the anger. It has to be. In the end, that's how peace is. That's how peace works in all sorts of circumstances that you have to, if not make friends with, at least accept as human beings, the people that have done terrible things as you see them, the people that you regard as your enemies. You have to. That's why we have a modern Europe in which we're not still fighting the Germans.
It has been a pretty rough journey for all of the people of Northern Ireland to come to terms with their differences. When I was, as Stephen says, right by David Trimble's side, as he was directing, nothing to do with me, but it was his vision and what he was directing, I vividly recall, and I'm an Orangeman and a very proud Orangeman, I vividly recall supporters of the Unionist Party in government today spitting on my orange collar, calling me a traitor. So where have they moved to? They've now moved on to the ground that I vacated, in a sense that Ulster Unionists were removed from, and it's been a better thing that they have. So we're talking about today, and I do just wish, I don't understand why The Guardian, what they're up to, other than trying to diminish and rake up old things about Farage 8 years ago, and there will be more, God knows there'll be more, but concentrating on Northern Ireland, we're in a better place today. We're in a better place because people took decisions, people like me.
So therefore his judgment was wrong with the benefit of hindsight.
This is wrong, pardon?
Therefore his judgment was wrong with the benefit of hindsight, wasn't it?
Well,
a process that he found entirely loathsome actually has benefited Northern Ireland, hasn't it?
Hindsight's a great thing. I don't think he was wrong in saying that, as far as he was concerned, the comments he made about letting prisoners out, most people would agree with that today.
David, you sat down in the Loyalist Commission with Loyalist paramilitaries. Did you find that loathsome?
In parts, I did. I found it very, very difficult. Again, my role there, and if you recall it, what happened, the Loyalist Commission was formed, and David Trimble asked me to help and do it. It was formed because two sections of Loyalists were shooting each other and killing each other.
And what was loathsome about the Loyalist paramilitaries you sat down with?
And stop that. Well, the fact that was loathsome was that they were killing each other. Some of the people that I were sitting down who aren't on the scene, sitting down with who aren't on the scene today, were pretty obnoxious characters.
Here's Mick in Belfast. Morning, Mick.
Good morning to you, Stephen. I would like to
say good morning to David.
David. Is young David maybe here, saber rattling a bit? He can see the election post approaching. And also,
first of all, Mick, thanks very much for the compliment of young David. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely, David. We'll have to have a bit of fun. But
right, Mike, let's get to the point because we're coming up to the news.
What I'm saying, if David finds the Shinners so loathsome and despicable, how come he can actually sit in government with them? And he did sign up for the Good Friday Agreement. And lastly, we hear of Mr. Farage. This is a man who finds the NHS totally loathsome.
No, he didn't. No, come on. No, he didn't.
Yes, absolutely. You know, some weeks ago, the despicable and disgusting remarks he made about the NHS.
No, he didn't.
Absolutely. It's on record. You
know, let's stick to the Northern Ireland context, Mick. What's your question about Northern Ireland?
Well, the point was, again, to David, young or old, how can he sit in government with the Shinners if he finds them so obnoxious?
Go on, David.
I sit in government because I sit there for the future. I'm probably, Mick, you maybe mightn't appreciate it, but I'm probably one of the few MLAs who actually gets on well enough with the Shinners in government as they are, and talking to them about real things that are happening today and trying to improve things for the future. That's what this is all about. Not, it's progressive and it is a process and it's bringing them on. My idea of politics, of course, is for Sinn Féin, mainly nowadays their supporters, to come and understand and appreciate and be part of the United Kingdom. It's not my fault they don't want to do it, okay. But I won't stop me trying.
Norman, go ahead, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, Paisley, Trimble, Robinson, they all sold their soul for power. They would have done anything to.
Well,
get
they would
into
deny
government.
That. They would say that they sold they would say that what they were doing was bringing peace to Northern Ireland. They would say that they're working tirelessly to try to take the bombs and the bullets off the streets.
Have terrorists sitting in government. Peace. That terrorists don't get their own way. They'll go back to the bomb and bullet. That's not peace.
There are terrorists in government. We have elected representatives in government. Norman.
Stephen, it's bravery. If Sinn Féin didn't get the concession after concession and pondered to it every whim, they'll go back to the same old strategy, the bomb and the bullet.
Norman,
the gates of the maze and let them out.
They're smarter than they are, and they'll never get their way because they won't get a united Ireland so long as I'm about.
OK, Norman, thank you. David McNary, thank you. David McNary, the UKIP MLA, has told this programme within the last few minutes that the Northern Ireland peace process was surrender to the IRA.